I grew up in North St. Louis. I grew up on Abner and St. Louis Avenue. I spent some time homeless at one point with my family. I'm the first out of five to get a high school diploma. We lived at the Hope House on the Hodemont track for about a year or two. We've also lived out of a car. But through the grace of God, I completed high school, went off to Lincoln University on a full ride scholarship, graduated magna cum laude, and then went off to work for the congressman. So most of that has been starting again from humble beginnings. You know, first in my family to get a high school diploma, first to get a college degree. And this is where I'm from. You know, I've seen people in my school killed right in front of me, graduating from Beaumont, walking out the doors or what have you. People get shot all the time. So I'm proud to represent the 76th district. I'm proud to represent the people who I come from. We're torn from the same fabric.
So I was going to say, like, you know, while people might think of your reelection as like a monumental challenge, it seems kind of small in the grand scheme of things after you've accomplished this much. Is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely. I look at this as a opportunity for me to give back to my community, the community that has given so much to me. This is not about my political ambition or anything like that. This is about service, and it's about service to the people in North St. Louis and giving them their fair share.
What do you kind of make of the campaign so far? I mean, I talked with your opponent a couple days ago. He comes from a pretty powerful political dynasty. You know, what's kind of your take of the campaign so far?
Well, I think my campaign is doing great. I'm the incumbent. I'm proud to be the incumbent of the 76th district, the state rep. My opponent is running on his record, and I'm running on my record. He might be running away from his, but I'm running on my record.
What is his record? Because he's never run for anything before, but his family obviously has. So
I think that's something that can be left to him to answer. But, I mean, I have a couple of court cases that you can look at, okay?
Yeah, I'll leave it as that. You know, from talking with people who are both for and against you, they say this race isn't even really about you, because they praise you as being like a really smart, intelligent person and a person with a lot of promise, but they don't like Lacey Clay. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why a lot of people might be getting behind your opponent. Mm-hmm. What do you kind of make of that? Because obviously you're not hiding from the fact that Lacey Clay has been a pretty big part of your career. You worked for him. He's canvassed for you. What is kind of your thought of all that? Yeah.
My thought is simply this. Congressman Clay is my mentor. He is the person who brought me into politics with the will of the people. In addition to that, the congressman is running as well. His name is on the ballot. So he's decided to endorse a good candidate. And that's what I have to say about it. That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it probably does come with some advantages since he's been around politics for, 30 or 40 years? And he probably knows what he's doing. So even though some people may not like him, a lot of people obviously do since he's been reelected sometimes. Could it be an advantage that he's helping you out?
I think it's always an advantage to have any person from the federal government, an elected official who's been in politics for so long, who comes from a very political savvy background, to endorse a good, solid candidate. This race is not about the congressman. This race is about me and my opponent. Again, this is all about Josh Peters in the 76th district, the people in the 76th district. It's about improving the quality of life for people. It is not about politics. It's about people. And that's what I think the city of St. Louis has drifted away. They're looking at the politics of a race, whereas they should be looking at what's in the best interest of the people.
And that was going to be my next question. Yeah. If you're reelected and maybe get reelected several more times, mm-hmm. what do you want to accomplish in the House, especially for this community?
Sure. One of the first things that I want to do is I want to see to it that St. Louis Public Schools are fully funded and that they get their accreditation back. After all, I come from the public sector, having graduated from Beaumont High School, graduated from Lincoln, both public institutions. I believe in public education. I want to see that happen. The second thing is that we want to make sure that economic development takes place in the 76th district in North St. Louis. We all know that the statistics say those of us who have jobs tend to be a great base for taxes, tend to improve the community, and crime lessens. So those are one of the two main things. And the third, of course, is our seniors. We want to make sure that our seniors have a stake. We owe them much more than what we give them here in the state. So that's one of the things three of the things that I want to touch.
You voted against the transfer bill.
Correct.
If I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Rather than relive the past, what would you have wanted to see that bill do as opposed to what it ended up doing?
help students.
Yeah. How so?
Well, first and foremost, I believe that the folks in Normandy deserve way more than what they're getting. It's a disappointment to see that we have rented politicians who pretty much bailed the students out to fail, in my opinion, set them up to fail. But I'm glad that the governor stood by those of us in the Black Caucus and in the Democratic Party who actually know what's in the best interest of the students and vetoed the bill. Yeah.
I'm trying to think about how are you still 25 or are you 26 now?
I'm 26 now.
26. You're still probably one of the youngest legislators.
Correct.
And you're actually, I mean, this is kind of a generational race because one, your opponent is much older than you and you kind of have that youthful vigor and optimism to you. You know, what do you think you bring to the legislature in the sense that you're one of this burgeoning caucus of young people on both sides of the aisle? I think that was the first thing I ever talked to you about, yeah. But what do you think that brings to the table, not only for St. Louis, but for the entire legislature?
Exactly. I think that youth is always great. Of course, energy, new ideas, and innovative thought that comes to play, especially in debate. But most importantly, I bring experience. Having worked for the White House, having worked as a confidential assistant to Arne Duncan, and also worked on Capitol Hill pushing through federal legislation and getting it signed by the President of the United States, I think that's what gives me the upper hand, more so than someone else who just wanted to run off the fact that they come from a political family. It's all about an individual being able to navigate, and I think I proved myself being able to get to the state house, being able to get two bills passed through the Missouri House of Representatives and over to the Senate, and even have them heard in the Senate and brought to the Senate floor. So those things, I think, speak volume. It's about the experience, not necessarily about my age. Yeah.